I'm Barry Ford. I'm a local advocate, a local champion, I suppose, of broadband networking, and my particular interest is next generation access into the rural areas.
Tell me about this network which you were instrumental in putting in place, which is linked into the education system in the Northwest Counties, isn't it?
That's right. Back in 2000, the government brought out the Broadband for Schools programme. It wanted to get every school to have high performance broadband so the children could use the internet and do all the important things they need to do these days. I was involved in the design and the build out of that network, so clearly I've got a fairly good idea of where it is.
This is the network's called Clio.
That's right. It's CLEO, stands for Cumbria and Lancashire Education Online. It's not a formal company, but it's consortium, if you like, of Cumbria and Lancashire County Council's education departments.
So this basically provides high-speed internet access to public buildings like schools. Is it something that communities can then tap into to provide their own high-speed broadband?
Well, I think there's two answers to that. At a technical level, yes, it's a very robust, it's a very powerful network. It connects all the schools in Cumbria, including all the ones in the rural areas. At a technical level, can the community connect in through it? Yes, absolutely, no problems at all. It's pretty easy to do it. And in fact, when we designed it, we made sure there was capacity in it to allow for things like the rural communities. I think there are a few bureaucratic, if you like, issues in that the county council needs to sign up to using that network to support the rural communities. Some people argue it was built for education and therefore you shouldn't have any other user groups on it. I think most people are now coming round to their responsibility to look after the rural areas, and I think the county councils, I think, are coming round, but we need their formal sign up.
You've also got this problem that because the Clio network was built using public money, there are rules about it would count as subsidy, state aid, if that network was then used to provide people access to the BBC iPlayer and games and Google.
Yes, I mean, the state aid rules are quite clear. If you use public sector money to build something, then there are restrictions around it. But that doesn't mean to say you can't have state aid. State aid can be of two types, and one type is acceptable state aid. And Brussels has quite clearly laid out that it's acceptable to have state aid in certain circumstances. And one of those is the deeply rural areas, the last third where market forces have failed, what they call the white areas where they're not going to get broadband without state intervention.
Do you think that the political will is now there, both at the local level with the people who run the Clio network, the county councils, and at the government level, the DCMS, to move high-speed broadband, whether it's high-speed broadband or next-generation access, forward in places like Cumbria?
Well, yes, we've had quite clearly, we've had statements from Jeremy Hunt, we've had statements from Ed Vaizey, and of course, Rory Stewart. The impression I get is that the government is very, very keen to see something done about the last third. They don't want to see that chunk of the population disadvantaged. They feel a responsibility to them. The only real issue is that we live in stringent financial times and they're
There
looking for
is a
ways to
dif
do it.
there is a difference between aspirations and action, isn't there?
There is. I mean, their aspirations are clearly good. They definitely want things to happen. Action. They are operating within limited money, and I accept that to some degree. And I think we have to look at using everything that's there already first, and bringing the community in, the Big Society Initiative, doing everything we can to help the communities, and only falling back on government as a last resort because they don't have a lot of money.